God damn. All right, guys, we have two more storytellers this evening. Coming next to the stage, this gentleman does amazing, positive work for the storytelling community in Chicago. He works really hard to bring up storytellers who are new and fresh to the scene and hear from diverse voices and people who really have something to say and maybe need a little help expressing that, and that's wonderful. And he himself, obviously, amazingly talented at telling stories, I'm sure you're about to see. Please welcome to the stage Mr. Scott Whitehair. Yeah.
Can we hear it one more time for 5 years of Nerdalogs? I'm really excited to see what you guys do in the next 5 years, and I'm really honored to be here with you guys tonight. I learned the hard way that if you're a pessimist or a cynic, these qualities will only be highlighted and amplified by a trip to the Magic Kingdom. To be fair about it, when my wife and I were there in 2003, we were having a really good time. And that's not an accident. Because everything in Orlando, Florida is set up to make sure you have a good time. There are squadrons of Imagineers whose sole job it is to find out what shade of paint in the bathroom will make you smile and buy candy. Your partner's intolerable, your kids are on your last fucking nerve. We've got pirates. And I didn't have a problem at first, initially, with this manipulation of architecture and environment to make you have a good time. I mean, why not? You're paying all this money to go to Disney World. I mean, who doesn't want to buy a churro in Mexico but eat it in an icy, air-conditioned Norwegian cave? It's amazing. Thank you. More of that in my life. Please. But when it comes to people, that's not how it works. Because people have bad days, and they're tired, and they're angry, and they're sick, and they don't like their coworker. They don't want to be there that day, but not at Disney World. Everybody, at all times, is 100% cheerful. And this bothered me. Because I knew it was fake. I'm like, that guy, does he really want to smile like that? Like, it was like, you know, people aren't animatronics. I want to see somebody who's just slightly unhappy to be here. That'll make me feel better that not everybody's faking this. It really came to a head for me when I went to throw away the remains of a root beer float near the Peter Pan ride. It bounced on the can lid and sprayed root beer on this guy's shirt. And he goes, "Hey, all right." Like, what the fuck? No, get angry, you son of a bitch. And my wife, you know, I was talking about, like, this bothers me. And she's like, just have a good time. I'm like, but I can't. Look, these people are, there's no way everybody feels this good. Nothing would have made me feel better than to see a fat guy or somebody go off on a fat guy in a Hawaiian shirt. And I was convinced that inside every Goofy and Donald was just a raging ball of hate and fury. It bothered me. It was fake. It wasn't real. They were being forced to do this. It was fake. This all came to a head for me when we went to the Blizzard Beach Water Park. We were standing there, trying not to burn our feet on the hot sidewalk, surrounded by fiberglass icicles. We were waiting to go up the steps to a tube ride. And as we're waiting, I hear from up around the bend, up where the slide comes down from, the voice of an angel. And it goes, "Turn around, sit down, yay, goodbye." And I thought, what's that? That sounds delightful. But I couldn't even think about it because it repeats again. "Turn around, sit down, yay, goodbye." And it kept repeating, and it kept repeating, and it was joyful, and it sounded real, and every time was like the first time. It wasn't just repetition. I go, what is this? I can't see yet, and I just hear it over and over again. And finally, I can look over the railing, and there in a little pool at the top of the slide is the happiest woman in the world. She's waist deep in the pool. She's got a red one-piece swimsuit, a visor, pigtails, a little swash of white on her nose. Her cheeks were so... Next to her, Santa Claus is a sarcastic prick. And as people came up, she'd grab a tube and she'd say, "Turn around, And then they did, and she'd say, sit down. And when they sat, she'd say, yay, cheering for them. And then she'd gently waft them towards the slide and say, goodbye. And I was so excited because I'm like, this is real. This woman, it's clear, she's really happy to be here and she loves her job. They're spending all of this money to make all of these things and they don't even know probably that she's here and she's that happy. And I'm going to have a genuine, sincere, happy thing with somebody at Disney World and then I'll be over that and it'll make such a big difference. And we get closer and it's turn around, sit down, yay, goodbye. And then my wife goes, turn around, sit down, yay, goodbye. And then it's my turn. And I get greedy before she can go into her spiel. I'm like, how are you today? And she's like, I'm great, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, this is great weather. She's like, oh, it's so good. Like having a little smile orgy in the pool. And then it's time. And she says, turn around. And I do. And she says, sit down. And I leap into the air. My eyes closed, the sun shining on my face, ready for my moment to be cheered like a hero. And I crash back down into my tube. But when I hit the tube, instead I hear, ow! And as I spin around slowly in my tube to face her, the first thing I can see is that her thumb is clearly dislocated. The nail is hanging off. There's a trickle of blood. Tears are welling up and starting to spill down her jolly cheeks. And I just stare in horror. I don't know what to, I'm sitting in the tube. She's looking at her thumb. Finally, a guy comes, another guy from the park, with like a big metal pole and starts like pushing me towards the mouth of the slide. I don't know what to say. I'm just like, ah. And right when I get to the top of the slide, right to be pulled down into the slide, she looks up at me and she goes, you hurt me. So there I am, a fat, bitter asshole floating in the darkness on a tube. And I had a lot of time to think. It was a really long, it was the least joyous water slide ride ever. It was like. But I had time to think, and I thought, how could this happen? This one chance, this one genuine interaction I was going to have at Disney World, and I ruined it with my ass. I had come down right on top of her thumb. What are the odds of that? That could happen a million times. It should never happen. I thought, well, that's it. But as I cruised down into the splash pool, I decided to be optimistic. And as I watched someone run with, you know, the case with the Red Cross on it, taking two steps at a time up the thing, I found a small, thin, silver lining. Because I thought to myself, well, at least she clearly wasn't faking that. Thank you.
Scott Whitehair, everybody. Oh, oh no. Oh, that was a real emotional roller coaster.